Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Here we go again on a Monday, embarking on a fresh week, following the man Abraham at the beginning of his journey and calling from God in Ur of the Chaldeans, then up to Haran and into the land of Canaan. In an overview of Genesis chapter 11, verses 26 through 32, we have been talking about people and places, and we have identified three distinct places. These are Ur, Haran, and Canaan. And thus far we have discovered Ur at the time of Abraham. Today we move on from Ur to Haran and to Canaan. And by now I hope you have looked up these locations on a map, either at the back of your Bible, in your Bible app, or online. I will remind you of a little memory device I gave you recently here on God Is. Imagine yourself standing straight up. Now look straight ahead. Imagine that the center of your forehead is the place Haran. H-A-R-A-N, Haran. Then drop your right arm down by your side and put it out a little bit from your body at an angle. Your right hand represents the place called Ur of the Chaldeans. Your right hand, jutting out at an angle from your body on the right side, is Ur. You are Ur. And finally, identify the top of your left shoulder. The top of your left shoulder marks the northern boundary of the land of Canaan, and the entire left side of your body is Canaan. C-A-N-A-A-N, Canaan. This represents a lay of the land, approximating where on a map each are located. Listen now as I read Genesis 11, verse 31. This is the first book of the Hebrew Bible, Genesis 11, verse 31. Terah took Abram his son and Lot the son of Haran, his grandson and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there. Terah, the patriarch of the family, is now on the move going from Ur of the Chaldeans up towards the northwest and Haran before he and his traveling companions enter the land of Canaan. In your mind's eye, they are now on the move from down at your right hand all the way up your right arm to the center of your forehead. My, I hope this was not a bad idea on my part. I trust most of you within the sound of my voice get this whole using your body to remember places on a map thing. Please, someone write to me and tell me this has actually helped you. For those of you who find this unhelpful, please bear with me. I am just trying different ways to describe ancient locations. What we want to do is talk a little bit about Haran. I had a lot to say about Ur, but less to say about Haran and Canaan at this point in time. And again, I have to report that Haran was also a center of idolatry. The moon god was worshipped there, Nannar. Remember we met that false deity last week? Well, here he rears his ugly, non-existent head in sinful hearts. Haran was in ancient northern Mesopotamia and was on a popular trade route running from Canaan and Syria. That made it a place with a lot of traffic. Haran was prosperous. It sits off the Balak River, which feeds into the Euphrates. It is approximately 600 miles northwest of Ur and about halfway between Ur and Canaan. So we can picture Abraham in the caravan marching up along the coast of Babylonia, hugging the Euphrates River as they go, passing the city of Babylon and other significant places in the Chaldees. And finally, they get to Haran. On today's maps, you will find it in the country of Turkey, southeastern Turkey. Oh, And I should add for all you historians out there that yes, Haran is also famous in Roman history. It was here, at the place the Romans called Carrhae, that the Roman governor Crassus was defeated by the Parthians in 53 BC. Ah, Crassus, who once formed the first triumvirate with Caesar and Pompey, challenging the power of the Senate. His death led to the outbreak of the civil war between Caesar and Pompey, 49 to 45 BC. Anyway, it was here at what was Haran in Bible times, northern Mesopotamia, now in southeastern Turkey, that battle took place. You may be interested to know if there is a connection between this city being named Haran and one of Terah's other sons named Haran. As Genesis tells us, Abram had a brother named Haran, and I believe there is a connection. Let's go back to the Bible and read a couple of verses together. Back in Genesis now at chapter 11, I am reading the second part of verse 27 and verses 28 and 31. That's Genesis 11, 27, 28, and 31. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran became the father of Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father Terah in the land of his birth in Ur of the Chaldeans. Now verse 31. Terah took Abram his son and Lot the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there. You heard about how Haran was the son of Terah, and Haran died in the land of his birth, Ur. I suspect that Haran had left his father and his father's household previously and already moved up to the northwest and established this city named after himself, Haran. Then, on a visit back to his father Terah's home in Ur, Haran tragically had an early and unexpected death. So that when we read about Terah traveling to Haran and settling there, at least part of the reason for that was so that Terah could settle his son's affairs there. You will remember that Terah took his grandson Lot with him, and Lot was Haran's son. There is some conjecture there on my part, but it makes sense. Either Haran was named after Terah's son, or was at least strongly connected to him in some way. And the Bible tells us that Terah and a family he brought with him, including Abram, settled into Haran. And we will talk about that some more because it has an impact on the story. They would have been comfortable in Haran. As I said, it was a prosperous, busy place, and they could have continued their idolatrous worship of the moon god without interruption. But with the time we have left, let's move down from Haran at the center of our foreheads to the top of our left shoulders and the northern boundary to the land of Canaan. At about your left shoulder on a map is where Canaan begins and then runs down the left side of your body. Ah, Canaan, the land God promised Abraham and his descendants. Canaan is the more ancient name of Palestine. Its name derives from Hurriand, meaning belonging to the land of red-purple, in accordance with the dye the early Canaanites and Phoenician traders peddled far and wide, according to Merrill Unger. This dye came from murex shells found on the Mediterranean Phoenician coast. Canaan was a small country located in the middle of Babylonian and Assyrian empires, along the Euphrates and Tigris rivers, with the Egyptian power base and empire to the southwest of Canaan on the Nile River. God chose Canaan and established it as a geographic center from which God's people would serve as beacons of light and missionaries to the whole world. In real estate, we say, location, location, location. Well, God knows how to pick the best locations. And Canaan was such a place. The part of it that is now Israel remains a central location in the whole wide world. This was where our Lord Jesus walked and had his ministry, where he was born, where he was crucified, died, and came back to life. Let me recount for you the promises for Canaan God made, first to Abraham. In Genesis 12, verse 1, we read, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you." Second, to Isaac. In Genesis 26, verses 2 and 3, we read, "The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt. Stay in the land of which I shall tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and to your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham." Genesis 26, verses 2 and 3. Third, listen to the promise of God to Jacob regarding this land of Canaan. Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 13 says, "Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and spent the night there because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place. Jacob had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants." And then God's promise to Israel in Exodus 3, verse 8. "So I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Amorite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite." Exodus 3, verse 8. And that is all we will say about Canaan for now. So, my friends, these are the places that influenced Abraham, Ur, Haran, and Canaan. Join us tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.